Tiberius Claudius Drusus Nero Germanicus. These, that, and the other, for I shall not trouble you yet with all my titles, who was once, and not so long ago either, known to my friends and relatives and associates as Claudius the Idiot, or that Claudius, or Claudius the Stammerer, or Clock Clock Claudius, or at best as Poor Uncle Claudius. I'm now about to write this strange history of my life, starting from my earliest childhood, and continuing year by year, until I reach the fateful point of change where, some 8 years ago, at the age of 51, I suddenly found myself caught in what I may call the golden predicament, from which I have never since become disentangled. This is not by any means my first book. In fact, literature, and especially the writing of history, which as a young man I studied here at Rome under the best contemporary masters, was until the change came my sole profession and interest for more than 35 years. My readers must not therefore be surprised at my practice style. It is indeed Claudius himself who's writing this book, and no mere secretary of his, and not one of those official analysts either, to whom public men are in the habit of communicating their recollections in the hope that elegant writing will eke out meagerness of subject matter and flatter his often vices. In the present work, I swear by all the gods, I am my own mere secretary and my own official analyst. I am writing with my own hand. And what favor can I hope to win from myself by flattery? I may add that this is not the first history of my own life that I have written. I once wrote another in 8 volumes as a contribution to the city archives. It was a dull affair by which I set little store and only written in response to public request. To be frank, I was extremely busy with other matters during its composition, which was 2 years ago.